Hello, Radio World. This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
invigorate and infinitely underwhelmed, tempted by the trigger click, ultimately hung herself.
The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, coming at you from UBC's Vancouver campus on the unceded ancestral and traditional territory of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people. Today, we are training in Studio A, as it is training time, and to my left, I've got...
I'm Sasha. I'm the VP Media of Ukrainian Student Union here at UBC, and I'm a first-year art student.
And we also have...
I'm Brianna. I'm a graduate student in journalism doing my master's degree.
I'm Beatrice. I'm a first-year art student, and I plan on majoring in psychology.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming into CITR and hanging out in the studio. If I may ask, what got you guys interested in CITR?
I'm interested in actually joining a collective. I thought it was a good way to get involved on campus, and I just found the club to be really interesting, and I've met a lot of really nice people here.
Sweet. That's like the same reason I got involved too, yeah.
I had a little bit of experience working with Western Radio at Western University throughout my undergrad, and I've been interested in getting back into radio and some broadcasting ever since.
Right on. You've come to the right place. Yeah.
And I'm here to promote Ukrainian culture. Since I'm VP Media of Ukrainian Student Union, we wanted to make our own show to play Ukrainian music, talk about Ukraine, our culture, and stuff like that. So I can't wait to start our own show.
I can't wait for you to start as well. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for that show. It should be coming up soon. So second things first. We're going to get some music for you guys. Our first choice is from Sasha. Do you want to talk some about that?
Yeah, so this is a song In the Shadows by Rasmus, and they were Eurovision entry from, I don't remember which country, I apologize, but I like this song. And they also recently made a remix with Ukrainian band Kalush Orchestra, but this is the original one, so listen to this one.
Sweet, this is In the Shadows by Rasmus. Here we go.
Finding the answer won't stop.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Training Time. We're here at CITR. And in the studio, I've got...
Sasha.
Brianna.
Bia.
And we're all having a great time getting acquainted with Studio A. Speaking of which, if any of you listeners are looking to get involved with the radio, just come on down to the station and you can join me for some more training times. Anywho, we just listened to a track called Dylan Thomas. Do you want to speak about that a little bit?
Yeah, so this track is by Better Oblivion Community Center featuring Phoebe Bridgers, and the whole album was like one of my favorites last year. And I just really enjoy the song. I think it's like very energetic, and I guess like the whole album just means a lot to me, so I hope you enjoyed listening to that.
I certainly did. I hope the listeners enjoyed listening as well. So next up, we got a track that is Brianna's choice. Do you want to give a little info about it?
Yes, so this is going to be Hot Rod by Dayglow. It was released on the album Fuzzy Brain in 2018. And for anybody lucky enough to go, they were playing in Vancouver last night. I unfortunately didn't get tickets in time. But it's just a really good feel-good album. They've got a lot of kind of hippie, just feel-good songs.
Sweet. I'm excited to check it out. This is Hot Rod by Dayglow. You're listening to CITR 101.9
broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya,
Anthasyakhulia, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail. You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
Now Eurovision.
Hey,
psst.
Actually, it's called Shindig.
Prepare for the ultimate battle of the bands. The best from Vancouver's musicians come together to show their talents, starting with 16 bands and one final winner.
Qualifiers on November 1st, 5th, 18th, and 22nd, with the finale on December 2nd at the Redgate Art Society. Be there or like be square.
Prepare Shindig.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night right at 9 p.m. after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Brian, and we are here on Training Time with...
Sasha.
Brianna.
Bia.
Thank you guys so much for coming in and also for tolerating my choice of music. I just played this song called Hole by my favorite band, Horse Jumper of Love. It's off of their demo anthology, which is a collection of acoustic demos that they did before they recorded. Really like the vibes on that one. Anywho, yeah, thank you for tolerating that. How is everyone finding Studio A? You having a good time or what?
Yes, we are. We're learning a lot of new things, and I can't wait to learn how to actually use the board.
Sweet, sweet. How are you finding it, Brianna?
Having a great time. It's a great way to spend an afternoon.
Sweet. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I'm also learning a lot. I'm excited to get more involved, and yeah, it's been really great.
Sweet, and we got some more music up on deck for you. We got a song called...
Dancing Lasha Tumbai by Vierka Serdyushka, which was Ukraine's Eurovision entry in 2007. It's a very fun song, and I hope you all have heard it at least once before, and I hope you enjoy it this time too.
And here we go.
Sieben, ein, zwei, sieben, sieben, allolo, ein, zwei, drei, sieben, sieben, allolo, sieben, sieben, ein, zwei, sieben, sieben, allolo, ein, zwei, drei, tausend. Weiter, weiter. Ich liebe sieben, sieben, allolo, sieben, sieben, ein, zwei, sieben, sieben, allolo.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Brian, and this is Training Time. What did we just listen to, Sasha?
We just listened to Ukraine's 2007 Eurovision entry song by Vierka Serdyushka. I believe this is one of the most famous songs by Ukraine that were on Eurovision. We came second in 2007. This year we won the Eurovision contest, and I just really love the vibe of that song. It's very, like... You just want to get up and dance. So that's why I love that song so much. And I hope you liked it too. Yeah.
I personally loved it. How'd you guys like it?
It was great. It was a great little fun afternoon energizer.
Totally.
Yeah, it was really exciting. I hadn't heard much about Eurovision before, but I'm definitely interested in getting to know more. And yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, I, for one, felt really under a rock. I've never heard of this Eurovision thing. I'm going to have to do some research tonight. Well, that concludes everything we got scheduled for all of you folks with training time. Join us next week at 3 p.m. or join us in person in the studio if you so desire to learn how to do the radio. I'll teach you the ropes.